Through September 28th, Baltimore's Everyman Theater is producing a new adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's iconic domestic drama, A Doll's House, directed and newly adapted by Joni Schultz, who joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What are you hoping makes yours A Doll's House unlike any we may have seen before?
I've tried to do a couple things in this Doll's House. One is that I have distilled it to its essential 95 minutes. And I think that that's just, I think it's better for a contemporary audience's sensibility. But I also think that the pressure that Nora, the main character, feels in the 3 days that the play takes place, we are able as an audience to experience it better without being able to escape to get a drink and talk about it in the middle. So it feels very much like a pressure cooker in there. And yet we're delivering all of Ibsen's story. We truly are. But the other thing I did that was crucial to me was that Ibsen's project was to create a play that showed both the main characters, Nora and Torvald, are both feeling a pressure from society, that there is no villain and there is no victim. Torvald is not her oppressor, that they are both oppressed by the larger society's gender norms and the way in which we are prescribed certain things as human beings. And they are actually both really good at their jobs of husband and wife, and they excel. They're a model couple that people look to. But as soon as some things come into question, that's when the veil starts getting thinner and thinner. What is this? And how are we authentic people versus what society tells us to be? And I have found when I've seen A Doll's House, I often feel like Torvald is her oppressor. And it's really important to me that we're fighting the patriarchy, not men or a particular man. So I did some work. Ibsen at the time felt like everybody was going to be on Torvald's side, because some of the choices that Nora makes and some of the things she said were very risque for the time. And I actually think that we're flipped with that now. We're much more willing to say he's bad. And even in Ibsen's final draft, he added more things to make Torvald the bad guy so that she stood a fighting chance, is what he said. And so I've taken some of those out. I've gone back a couple drafts and given us a Torvald that I'm hoping stands a fighting chance against Nora too, because I think we can empathize with both of them.
It's interesting because that's really recapturing and reclaiming what perhaps was the playwright's first impulse and adjustments he had to make to try to balance out audience response, not to try to affirm that stronger point that now the play happens to make.
It's important to me. I'm a huge lover of Ibsen, and I think my interest in the text became more and more the more I understood what his project was. So in some ways, I've really tried to take on that project. You know, these people were also the contemporaries of his audience. I didn't make it a contemporary play because I don't think it truly works to make it contemporary. I think being able to look at a distance is really helpful and say, look at how far we have and have not come. And yet there is also in this adaptation a contemporary sensibility in it. It's both classic and contemporary at the same time. So we're able to take that walk, but we're also relating to them very much. And that was also part of his project.
I've been speaking with adapter and director Joni Schultz, whose new version of Ibsen's A Doll's House plays through September 28th at Everyman Theater. For tickets and more information, you can go to everymantheater.org. Joni, thank you so much, and break all the legs.
Thank you.